This is Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Logan Bone. Logan, how has this job matched your expectations going in?
Oh, that's a good one there. You know, spending the last basically 3 years in college, I knew it was going to be different because of the structure of the schedule. It's not a sprint with college. It's 55 games, so that's a sprint. And then here it's, you know, 140 or 150 games, and it's you know, it's a marathon. I was just talking with one of my old buddies that's still in college ball, and I told him it's really made me even more even keel than I already was. And I think that's one thing that that I really like about myself and that I'm able to do for the players. It's made me really realize kind of what's important and what to spend the most effort, time, and energy on.
Have you had a guy come up to you and said, hey, back in April, when I believed this, I'm glad now that I understand how long the season is?
I think Reggie Pruitt is really sticking out to me right now for that. He, at first, was not really open to the idea at letting the high pitch go. He thought he could handle that really well, and I think it was one thing that I kept hammering to him, that, you know, his swing path would work if he would just be more aggressive down and be more passive up. And you know, he's seen some results, and he's had a dip, and now he's kind of gotten back to letting his swing work. And the other thing was allowing himself to get on base more often by drag bunting and doing little things like that. And he's really kind of bought into that idea more so. So yeah, Reggie and me have had a pretty good relationship. We actually had an early work before going into this season. So spent a lot of good time with him.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Logan Bone about the concept of swings, I spoke to minor league hitting coordinator Hunter Mentz, and he said anytime new guys come in, he's got to learn a ton of new swings. Have you had to learn every single one of these swings that has come in here to Lansing?
You know, you do your best. That's a really hard, it's a really challenging task. But yeah, you do your best. We do things like video review. I do a lot of filming even in-game, and I send that with them. I'm definitely kind of a new age person with relationships to the players wise, and being younger, I think it helps kind of just for them to feel open to me about what we can do and what we can use with technology. But yeah, outside of just that, I think the relationship part of it is a really big piece for me, and that way they gain the trust of, you know, I'm not trying to harm them, because your swing is very, very personal to you. And you've had, you know, growing up, whether it be your dad or a specific hitting coach, you don't ever want to walk in and just kind of say, hey, here's how we're going to do this. So I think I did an okay job at letting them come to me. So yeah, it's really important to understand the mechanics of the swing, but also just being able to get through that long season, as you were talking about.
Hagen Danner said that he knew that he needed to make some changes at some point, and he said that he changed things up recently. We've seen good results recently. What did Hagen do?
Hagen is an extremely strong kid. He has a lot of good rhythm in the baseball sense. I don't know about dancing and all that. Not very good. I've seen it. Anyway, no, he, whenever he's relaxed and he's really confident in himself, is whenever he's going to swing the best. You know, again, same thing with Reggie. His swing works really well down in the zone. And, you know, he spent a lot of time worrying about that pitchers knew that. And I told him, you know, we fail a lot as hitters, but they're going to make a lot of mistakes. So he's really gotten to define his approach and looking for those types of pitches down in the zone and being ready to hunt fastballs. So once he became convicted in doing that, he was able to make those changes in relaxing his swing and just trusting it. So if you watch, what he does now is he gets in the box a little more relaxed, and he's got his routine down with his breath before, and he does a little leg kick that gets him into feeling that motor pattern that he's trying to feel. So he's very aware of what he's trying to do, and he's a driver in the work that we do. So my main goal for him is just to be a big support to him.
With leg kicks, there's Griffin Conine, and the way that he gets everything set up at home plate, we've seen him going yard. What works for him offensively?
Griffin, again, he has tremendous conviction in what he's trying to do, which is, it's no secret, he's trying to do damage in the middle of the field. He the work that he puts in is just incredible. I joke with the guys, but there's never a moment where I don't see him working on his setup and timing it up. I mean, whether that's the clubhouse, I mean, I saw him doing it on the bus one day. Like, he is really, really locked in, almost to the obsessed side of it, and I love it. He's constantly timing guys up. He just has a great idea and understanding of what he's doing when he gets in the box. And whenever he doesn't get the pitches that he's hunting in whichever count, it doesn't bother him. Of course, nobody likes to strike out, but he understands that if he continues to go up there and stick to his guns, that he's going to get his more times than not.
Gabriel Moreno just hit a home run the other day. Moreno went up and he got it, and he torqued it out. How does he hit the way that he hits?
I think Gabby is one of the dudes that I feel like there's never a time where you can just get him out. Like, he is just a really, really tough out. I remember his first at bat as a Lansing Lugnut reminded me, last night's at bat reminded me of that one. He went up and fouled off 11 pitches and then went yard to left field. And same thing last night, just kept fighting it off. And that game, we didn't need a home run there, but he just continued to fight. And it shows how seriously he takes his at-bats by that one. The work that he puts in is, we do a lot of adjustability stuff with him, and he really likes to be challenged. He's a super competitive kid, but he likes to have fun as well. That's one thing I really like about him, is he's overall just really enjoyable to be around.
About that whole idea of liking to have fun, you've got a team full of hitters who enjoy this, from competitive batting practice to a lot of things. How good is this hitter's morale?
I think right now it's probably as good as it could be. Going back to Griffin the other day, so we get TrackMan reports every night to where we can see the launch angle and exit velocity. And I was kind of having a little fun with him, saying that Hagen hit his harder. And then he kind of made a bet with me that we could wear whatever we wanted for BP. And I ended up being very wrong on that, and it was a bomb that he hit. But he bet me that if I was wrong, then they could wear whatever they wanted. And the guys are really kind of really following Griffin. He's just really open, really confident in himself, but he's not too far with it. I never get a sense of arrogance from him. He's just super, super confident in what he's doing, and it rubs off to everybody. And I think him getting here has been a really big help. He deserves a lot of the credit for how we all feel as hitters and the confidence we have in the box. It's just great to have him around and in the lineup.
Lansing Lugnuts hitting coach Logan Bone, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.